Nolte, woke Disney admits failure with cutbacks on Marvel, Star Wars output. By John Nolte on February 16, 2023. The child abusers and groomers at Disney are in so much trouble they have announced cutbacks on their Marvel and Star Wars content output. Why is that news? Because Marvel and Star Wars represent Disney's most popular IPs. But now they have to cut back because the glut of products being released are almost universally awful. So awful they have 1. Failed to boost the Disney Plus subscriber base much and 2. Are hurting the brands. If nothing else, Star Wars and Marvel once stood for quality entertainment. We knew we were going to have a good time. Maybe not a great time. Maybe not a memorable time. But at the very least, we would get bang for the buck. But then Disney decided it was more interested in grooming little kids than entertaining. Then Disney went woke and woke raped its best content, and here these monsters sit. After years of Marvel and Star Wars movies and shows inundating screens big and small, Disney is putting the brakes on the output of some of its biggest franchises and brands following Bob Iger's February 8 comments that the company needs to be better at curating franchise content that's extraordinarily expensive. Added Iger, "We want the quality on the screen, but we have to look at what they cost us. There is going to be a level of rigor on Marvel and across the entire company," one company insider says. "Numbers matter now, and costs are going to be outlined and enforced." During Marvel's 2021-2022 Phase 4, the company released a whopping 18 combined streaming shows, 8 theatrical films, 7 and specials, 3. The LOL result? Disney's stock took a nosedive, the CEO was fired and replaced by his predecessor, 7,000 Disney employees were laid off, and Disney Plus only added 200,000 U.S. subscribers during this last quarter but suffered a net of 2.4 million subscribers worldwide. But none of that compares to the brand damage. No one trusts that Star Wars and Marvel will deliver anymore. Once that trust is gone, it's almost impossible to earn it back. The latest phase of Marvel movies is making money, but nothing like before, and there's no excitement around them. Unlike during the Robert Downey Jr. decade. As a film franchise, Star Wars is doornail dead. On the streaming front, for every Mandalorian the fans enjoy, there's 5 Wokatar She-Hulks the fans hate and ridicule. Apparently, Disney will announce a new Star Wars film slate in April. Whatever. What was supposed to be a Golden Goose franchise delivering 2 movies a year will likely be absent from the screen for 5 years. My favorite tidbit is this. Disney believes Lightyear and Strange World both bombed due to confusion in the marketplace from families who were trained during the pandemic just to wait for animated features to end up on Disney Plus. In other words, Disney has learned nothing. Yeah, that was the problem, and not the fact both of those films were loaded with homosexuality. And no sane parent wants to exit a movie theater explaining alternate sexual lifestyles to a 5-year-old. Perverts. Bottom line. Star Wars and Marvel were Disney's golden geese, and both have been so woke-raped, Disney will now produce less content. What a fail. Hey, maybe telling a 12-year-old girl who likes to climb trusts that she should cut off her breasts isn't such a great marketing plan. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.